Hi, I am Nirmal Sarkar, and you are listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. We are a group of crypto enthusiasts, and this podcast is nothing but a collection of our Clubhouse live sessions, where we discuss the latest crypto trends from India. Well, this also means you can directly participate on our Clubhouse sessions and become a part of our next episode. Come, join us. Visit CryptoHubIndia.com to get all our social links. Thank you.
This discussion, as I can see, is crypto tax, is it good or bad? I think Karma is the admin here. In that way, if one has any thing to discuss regarding the crypto tax or something, you can raise your hand, and I think Karma would be able in that regard. Hi Sundar.
Yeah, hi Sambit.
Hi, nice to have you back. We need you this time.
Yeah, in quite some time. I'm in Clubhouse. So I'm looking for some more people to join here.
Yeah, so, no, we are full. I mean, there are a lot of people. I think they are talking. So Sundar, what do you think of this crypto tax? I mean, how do you, I don't know. I mean, this is a very open topic, even related to tax and everything. So how do you see, I mean, how people, I mean, I have seen, I mean, in our group, I have seen mixed reviews.
No.
Some people are happy because at least India is recognizing crypto. Maybe as a gambling thing, maybe a speculative thing is the jargon, but it is not illegal in that way. I mean, it might not be that much accepted, but it is not illegal because gambling and other things are also come under that. They also do come within that bracket. And the second section of people, they are very, demotivated. I mean, 30% is done. We are destroyed in that way. So where do you see, this thing going or anything you can just
share? Yeah, even I have like mixed responses, mixed feelings about this tax. If you see from perspective of government, and if you see perspective of, crypto fans and, people trying to, make the, to understand this innovation. I feel a government is in a desperate situation where, after the Supreme Court decision that, government cannot kill innovation and granting, the option of, crypto trading, but not treating it as legal tender. I think government is looking at, this is a desperate attempt by government to get some money out of basically crypto tradings. And they also want to discourage us by putting this 30% tax, which is very bad. Especially this is for people from low income backgrounds, at least, the people who are trying to explore these options. I feel the concept of cryptocurrency in itself is a game changer because there is this monopoly of central banks and the banking sectors, private or public sector banks, which may be an innovation for 100 years before, but now the concept is outdated, and the kind of scams that are going on around in the financial world, there is no accountability on these banks, and they're getting bailed out easily by the governments, and we are seeing that openly being pulled out, because they're bailing them out using the taxpayers' money. So this is where cryptocurrency as an innovation has come up to show that, to be a competitor with central banks. So I would say this innovation should be encouraged in a way. But I am typically a fan of Bitcoin. Basically, I feel that is in itself is completely decentralized without any owners and venture capitalists who had taken up pre-sales opportunities and hold a huge amount of currencies, and then and they do an ICOs. So basically, government has forgotten to actually distinguish the digital assets. I feel Bitcoin qualifies as digital asset, but all of the coins with their owners, known owners, and a select few venture capitalists, it qualifies to be treated as securities or equities, and they should be regulated by SEBI. And the government has not taken this pain to distinguish this, and it's an ongoing discussion in the American in the American Congress right now. They have not classified all the other cryptos as assets. They got only Bitcoin and Ethereum inside the digital asset bracket. in their laws. You know, they so I feel that distinction is necessary, and this 30% tax, although it, I mean, if you see what the finance minister spoke, she's not telling that they have granted it a legal status yet. You know, the cryptocurrencies or digital assets have not been granted legal status. But, you know, they have no further solution. They have to come up with some solution like CBDCs before putting a blanket ban. I think they are just waiting for CBDCs to be launched, and then probably they might put a ban on other private cryptos, I believe. So that's what I think. Thanks. I just wanted to put forth this views from.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, anyone else who can have his view, you can ask a question. So Ravi, if Ravi is present, like, Ravi, what do you think? I mean, is 30% okay for you, or how should it go? I mean, Sundar raised a point. I understand Sundar raised a point that Bitcoin can be taxed, can be put into digital asset category and other cryptos in other categories. Government can come up and also ban if some cryptos whenever they want to. But anyways, we are not in that direction. I don't know. We haven't. It will take some time. Whatever, if there is some negativity comes in. But Ravi, overall, what is your thought? Positive or negative in that?
Firstly, that there will be a tax. That is sure. Cannot like is. I think is not a good. To be at least less than 20. Even 20 will be fine. But and even after get charging 30% will not legal asset. They have considered it as a digital asset just to gain 30% tax, because they know even if you're an FM, what she says that they just not care about the taxes, because the crypto bill still preparation and it may gonna take 6 months more. So until unless the bill doesn't you can differentiate how cryptocurrencies will be denoted in India. So and we cannot wait for 6 months, which we also want to earn money from it. If people are earning, they should pay the taxes, and that's how see crypto gains. But 30%, as I said, is like pretty high on key. But after this, the only hope is that crypto bill, how they differentiate, like even Sundar was saying that there is a difference in the asset and equity as well. So even UK, if you take UK, they consider it as equity. But in USA, they kind of consider it as an asset, but still there is a discussion going on because not every crypto is just like a Bitcoin. Bitcoin was kind of right now as a digital asset and store of value. But apart from that, if you are using any token of any particular blockchain which have a lot of utilities, suppose if any company which have primarily working on a blockchain, they have their native token, and if that company is doing business and earning money, and if they supposed to pay their employees in their native tokens because that's how they are earning, so indirectly they have to pay 30% tax in India. So if you see right now, most of the companies right now shifting to Singapore or maybe Dubai, which is a bad thing. If you see Singapore and Dubai, they both are trying to capture this market, and that's how they are giving the reliefs. Those companies, they are inviting them to settle in their country, and kind of they are fighting with each other to create a crypto hub, or you can say blockchain hub. So this is what India should do, because after taxing 30%, there will be a huge outflow from India. But if you invite them, if you get give relaxations to this companies and this influencers, they will come to your country and invest it. There will be inflow of asset in your country. So for me, I can say, like, I can wait for the crypto bill until unless we don't have any proper regulation after having the gonna get some relaxation, because still after this having this 30% tax, we don't have any slab. Even if you see this gambling, like fantasy cricket, they also have a kind of 30-40-50% taxation, but still they have a slab. If you're earning up to 10,000, I guess you don't have to pay any tax, but if you go beyond 10,000, you pay like 20, 30, and 50. So they still have a slab after being a gambling thing. So if you are considering crypto as in gambling, still you have to give us a slab that if you're earning 10,000, you don't have to pay any. Gonna earn more than 10,000, then you have to pay 10%. And then if you're earning more than 1 lakh, then the 30% is complete. But still there is no slab. There is just a statement that digital assets or the gains from the digital asset will be taxed 30%. And after getting the question that how you see crypto, is it a digital asset or no? our FM haven't replied, you can say, in that way. So he said that you have to wait for the crypto bill. My work was just to deliver this taxation, and I did that. Now you have to wait for this crypto bill. Then you can decide whether this is, I'm talking about the crypto or not. So there was no directly crypto taxation. There was only this digital asset taxation. And like indirectly, we know crypto comes under this digital asset. But still, we have to wait for this, what we can say, like crypto bill, which maybe we are hoping will come within next 6 months.
I could see, Sundar, you are just you're trying to speak something, or I saw.
I just clicked on the mic. I was agreeing with what Karma was saying. There should be certain slabs which have to be defined. You know, people from different in profit backgrounds. I mean, income backgrounds and the profit range they might make out
exactly.
of this. You know, it makes sense. And the concept of, you know, taxing every transaction of transfers. Or every transfer is also ridiculous. I'm not sure, you know, that qualifies in those ways. But I mean, profits at the end of the year, yeah, I agree. You know, you have to tax, but it doesn't make sense that transfers also need to be taxed. Yeah,
exactly. So I think in our Facebook group there are very young people. There are people from like 19, 20, 21 who haven't started working, on they haven't paid or filed their ITRs. So just to let you know, for all the beginners, so when you some kind of speculative when you invest in speculations, or let us say you are involved in future and options in stocks, if you get a profit out of it, it is added to your income and then you are taxed. It is not that you are earning something and it is flatly taxed at 30%, 40%. It is basically if your normal tax, you fall under the 20% bracket, then the profit will be added to your CTC or your in hand or something like that, whatever your disposable income, and then you are taxed accordingly in that way. But here in crypto, what government has done, they have put a flat charge of 30%. They have not, so which is a very, I don't know, it's a very demoralizing kind of a move, which they want to demoralize people to get into crypto in that way. But having said that, at least they have spoken something that they will not ban it. Because 2 months ago, I think in December only, we had news that India will ban crypto. And this was the fourth time in 2020 when the same news had come out. And when it came out in March, a lot of people sold their investment. Even in December, people know that all this news have been popping out, the similar. So people sold their investment, sold a dollar at 50, 60 rupees, and at least those kind of news won't come out now. And people know that it won't be banned, at least it will stay. But yeah, I also somewhere realized 30% tax in a flat manner, it is not good for any investor.
It is good for many over here in India. मतलब काफी लोग ऐसे भी होंगे जो सिर्फ क्रिप्टो करते होंगे ना, और उनका इनकम शायद 30+ स्लैब में होंगे, तो उनको फर्क ही नहीं पड़ेगा, वो तो उल्टा खुश होंगे. ऐसे
30% स्लैब में नहीं, ये तो स्लैब वाला चीज नहीं रहा ना.
नहीं नहीं, मतलब वो नहीं कह रहा, जैसे किसी की कोई इनकम ही नहीं है, और अगर वो लीगली करते वैसे भी, और वो इनलीगली कर रहे हैं तब भी वो 10 लाख से ज्यादा विड्रॉ कर रहे हैं, वो 30% वैसे ही भर रहे हैं. तो ये क्रिप्टो बोल के भी अगर 30% भरना है, तो उल्टा बेटर क्लियरिटी मिली ना उनको.
हाँ, ये तो उनके लिए
क्लैरिटी. हाँ,
जो बंदा कुछ इलीगल कर रहा है तो उसके लिए.
अब P2P में भी आप अगर 10 लाख से ज्यादा विड्रॉ करके ले रहे हो पैसा, और ऐसे बहुत लोग होंगे इंडिया में, बहुत ज्यादा.
मतलब ये तो इनडायरेक्टली वही हो गया, व्हाइट ब्लैक, पैसा ब्लैक का व्हाइट करना और 30% पे करके निकल जाओ. इनडायरेक्टली तो वही है, तो
ऐसे बहुत लोग भी तो खुश होंगे.
हाँ,
फर्क अपने जिसको पड़ेगा, जो नौकरी कर रहे हैं साथ में, और उसके ऊपर ये बीच में घुसेगा.
जिनका प्राइमरी अर्निंग सोर्स ही वही है, वो ऐसा नहीं है कि वो रिसीव करके INR में कन्वर्ट कर रहे हैं, उनका जैसे प्रॉफिट गेन ही क्रिप्टो में हो रहा है, उनके लिए वही है कि 30% आपका बहुत ज्यादा है. बट हाँ, बहुत से ऐसे लोग हैं जो हम देखते हैं P2P में, मोस्टली वही लोग इन्वॉल्व होते हैं जिनका मेन पर्पस यही होता है, ये क्रिप्टो को INR में कन्वर्ट करना या INR को क्रिप्टो में कन्वर्ट करना. तो बेसिकली वो अब वो 30% पे करके उसको वो वाइट कर सकते, बट वो फिर भी जो टैक्स लेके आए थे ये बोल के कि यार ये तो यहाँ हमारा ऐसा यूज़ होता है, अब वो 30% मतलब इलीगल एक्टिविटीज़ में भी यूज़ हो रहा है, तो वो बंदा चाहे तो 30% गवर्नमेंट को टैक्स पे करके वो पैसा वाइट कर लेगा. तो ये तो इनडायरेक्टली गलत ही हो गया. हो
तो नहीं है, बाकी सब कंट्रीज में है ये स्लैब, मतलब 10-20-30%
नहीं
वाला।
मतलब ये है, बट ये जो बात हो रही है ना, ये तो अभी के लिए तो जैसे मैंने देखा, मैं Coindesk यूज़ नहीं करता हूँ, पर मैंने पहले देखा कि उन्होंने भी ये चालू कर दिया, क्या बोलते हैं,
1%
पीएनएल, नहीं पीएनएल सिस्टम, आई थिंक उन्होंने उनको उनका भी है, पहले था नहीं था मुझे नहीं पता, मैं बट उन्होंने अभी भी डाल दिया है। एंड ये काफ़ी टाइम से मतलब ये रूमर है कि इंडियन गवर्नमेंट ने बोला है सारे एक्सचेंज को कि तुमको ये पीएनएल डालना ही पड़ेगा पोर्टफोलियो मतलब मैनेजमेंट में, जहाँ से वो ट्रैक हो सके, एंड वो कॉपी गवर्नमेंट को भी शेयर होगी। इसलिए वो टीडीएस वाला सिस्टम भी लेके आया कि ट्रांजेक्शन में भी 1% जो आप पे करते हो उसके, ये तो पता
वो
चले
सबसे
कि
खराब रूल है 1%
बहुत,
वाला।
हाँ वो खराब रूल है, बट वो गवर्नमेंट को कैसे बेनिफिट करेगा कि अगर जो आप नहीं भी चाहते हो तो भी आपको वो डिटेल देनी पड़ेगी, वरना आपको 1% का नुकसान हर ट्रांजेक्शन पे होगा।
पर आप कैसे लोगे, मेरे को एक लॉजिक समझ में आ रहा। मैं अगर तुमको दे रहा हूं, तुम यूएस में बैठे हो, तो
नहीं
मैं
बट
तुमसे
नहीं
पैन
नहीं नहीं
कार्ड
बट
कैसे लूं?
बट वो नहीं बट अब वो अभी कैसा सोच रहे हो ना, अभी खाली टैक्स से सोच रहे हो, बट वो ये काइंड ऑफ फर्स्ट फेज था। अभी सेकंड फेज जो आएगा ना, बिल जब आएगा, रेगुलेशन तो आया नहीं है, तो बाउंड्रीज है नहीं, तो लोग वही सोच रहे हैं कि मैं बाइनेंस पर ट्रांजेक्शन कर रहा हूँ और पे कर रहा हूँ, बट अभी रेगुलेशन नहीं है, अभी खाली टैक्स लगाया वो लोगों ने, क्योंकि 6-7 महीना अगर जो वो जाने देते तो उनका इतना टैक्स चला जाता, तो उन्होंने यही सोचा जो टैक्स मिल रहा है अभी अभी ये ले लेते हैं जब तक तो बिल नहीं आता। रेगुलेशन आने के बाद आपके पास बाउंड्रीज आ जाएंगी ना, कि आप खाली वजीर एक्स पर ट्रेड कर सकते हो, क्योंकि उसमें भी कंडीशंस हैं कि जो भी एक्सचेंज वहाँ पे रेगुलेट होगा उसके पास इतना फंड होना चाहिए उनके मतलब बैकअप में बोल सकते हो सिक्योरिटीज़ में, तो ही वो अलाउड होगा ट्रेड करने के लिए।
हो
फॉर्मेलिटीज
सकता है
जो
कि
होती
आरबीआई में
है,
रखना पड़े वो सब भी नियम, जैसे बैंक
हाँ
रखती है।
हाँ वो मतलब वही है कि जो भी उनके कंडीशंस है, 3-4 कंडीशंस थी जो आई थी न्यूज़ में, कि ये कंडीशंस फुलफिल करनी है तो ही जाके अलाउड होगा।
पर
तो
इंटरनेशनल पे ये चीजें नहीं कर सकता वो।
हाँ, तो वो बाहर जो एक्सचेंजेस हैं उन पे तो हम नहीं कर पाएंगे, तो ये टीडीएस वाला सिस्टम वही है ना कि आप बैंक डिटेक्ट कर लेगा, या तो वो हमारा जो एक्सचेंज होगा वही डिटेक्ट कर लेगा 1%, तो दोनों एंड से कहीं ना
पीटूपी
कहीं
को
से तो
कैसे
एक परसेंट
रोकेगी?
हो। P2P रहेगा ही नहीं ना, P2P का जैसे P2P वजीर एक्स में जो है वो P2P तो कोई नाम का P2P है नहीं, क्योंकि उसमें अगर जो होता है तो एक्सचेंज डिटेक्ट कर लेगा, बट बाइनेंस वाला P2P की बात करते हैं, इंटरनेशनल P2P की बात करते हैं, तो वो तो बचेगा नहीं ना, रेगुलेशन आने
कैसे
के बाद वो
कैसे?
तो बैन हो जाएंगे।
नहीं,
अगर जो एक्सचेंज को गवर्नमेंट नोटिस
आपने
भेजती है,
पीटूपी यूज करा है वहां का क्यूकॉइन या फिर बाइनेंस पे?
मैं
क्यूकॉइन
वही बोल रहा हूँ,
का फर्क
मैं वही बोल रहा हूँ, अगर जो वहाँ के मतलब जैसे कोई भी कंट्री ये नोटिस दे देती है बाइनेंस को कि आपको आपका सर्विस यहाँ पे शट डाउन करना है, वो उनको करना पड़ता है, ये तो रूल है, ये कर देगी, फिर आप VPN से यूज़ करते हो, कैसे भी यूज़ करते हो, उसके बाद भी ट्रैकेबल है। सपोज किसी भी IT डिपार्टमेंट का ही बंदा है, वो जाके खाली ये देखता है कि P2P चीज़ चल रही है तो उसमें इन्वॉल्व कौन है, वहाँ पे आपका अकाउंट डिटेल मांग के कि मैं पे कर रहा हूँ, वो पता कर सकता है ना कि ये बंदा कौन है। अगर जो मेरी मतलब इंडियन बाउंड्रीज में ये बैन है तो भी कोई बंदा P2P यूज़ कर रहा है तो उसको इजीली ट्रैक कर सकते हैं, क्योंकि बैंक अकाउंट यूज़ कर रहे हो आप, या तो वॉलेट यूज़ कर रहे हो, जो वॉलेट भी KYCs होते हैं, लाइक Paytm हो गया या फ़ोनपे हो गया, वो भी सब KYC'd होते हैं। तो अगर जो गवर्नमेंट चाहे तो ऐसा नहीं है कि आपको P2P सिस्टम नहीं रोक सकती, ऑफलाइन P2P की बात नहीं कर रहा, ऑनलाइन ट्रैक्ड हो सकते हैं, चाह लेंगे तो हो जाएगा, चाहे
बट
वो
बहुत बहुत
VPN से भी ज्वाइन
लंबा
करे।
सिनेरियो है ये। मतलब जब तक आप इंडियन एक्सचेंज पे सारी चीजें क्लियर नहीं करते ना, सही नहीं करते ना,
हाँ
तब तक
वो
वो
है,
इंटरनेशनल
इंडियन
जगह नहीं
एक्सचेंज
रखेगी।
अगर जो ये रेगुलेशन आता है, सपोज रेगुलेशन आ गया एंड फॉरेन एक्सचेंजेस बैन हो गए, खाली इंडियन एक्सचेंजेस ही आप यूज़ कर सकते हो, उसके बाद का सेकंड स्टेप वही है कि अगर जो कोई VPN के थ्रू बाहर जाके, जैसे चाइना में बैन है फिर भी बाइनेंस में आप जाओगे तो वहाँ पे चाइनीज करेंसी में P2P चल रहा है अभी भी, अब वो चाइनीज बाउंड्री में हो रहा है कि बाहर से लोग कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि बहुत लोगों ने कंट्री छोड़ दी थी क्रिप्टो ले लेके, एंड तो मे भी बाहर ट्रांजेक्शन कर रहे हैं, कहाँ कर रहे हैं किसी को, बट वो चीज़ होती रहेगी, जहाँ जहाँ बैन हुआ है तो भी लोग VPN से यूज़ करते ही हैं, बट वो बहुत कम हो जाएगा, मतलब बहुत मिनिमल अमाउंट में हो जाएगा, एंड वो है ना कि एक बार हो गया उसके बाद वो ट्रैक कर सकते हैं, चाहे तो उनकी मर्जी है, चाहेंगे तो वो भी ट्रैक कर सकते हैं, क्योंकि यूज़ तो कर रहे हैं सेंट्रलाइज बैंकिंग का ही सिस्टम यूज़ कर रहे हैं, चाहे IMPS यूज़ कर रहे हैं, UPI यूज़ कर रहे हैं पेमेंट के लिए, तो वो तो ट्रैक कर ही सकते हैं कि भाई ये सामने जो P2P सर्विस के लिए जो सामने वाला मर्चेंट है वो कौन सा अकाउंट यूज़ कर रहा है कौन, तो उसको भी ट्रैक कर सकते हैं। बट अभी यही है कि वो P2P सब बचेगा तब ना, जब वो तो इलीगल हो जाएगा, आप यूज़ कर रहे हो तो भी वो इलीगली यूज़ कर रहे हो, तो वो खुद एक मतलब आप लॉ तोड़ रहे हो,
करेक्ट
लीगली पॉसिबल ही नहीं रहेगा।
करेक्ट करेक्ट करेक्ट। बट
पॉइंट इज 30% प्लस 28% जीएसटी का जो भी
हाँ
आया है
वो
प्लस
अलग है,
1%
वो तो
टीडीएस,
सब मतलब
वो कुछ बचेगा ही नहीं,
हाँ तो मतलब इनडायरेक्टली गवर्नमेंट यही बोल रही है, हम बैन नहीं कर रहे हैं, अगर जो
मतलब
आपको
पैन ही है
करना ही
इसमें।
है हाँ तो आप 50% हमको दे दो डायरेक्टली।
किसी ने एक रैंडम कैलकुलेशन मैंने देखी थी व्हाट्सएप पे घूम रहा था, इन द एंड मतलब उसको प्रॉफिट भी हुआ है पर टैक्स के बाद नुकसान हो गया है, ऐसे सिनेरियो भी है।
वो सिनेरियोज रहेंगे अभी, मतलब इसको पॉजिटिव व्यू में देखना चाहो तो पॉजिटिव भी है कि ये जो सीबा लेने आते हैं ना 100-100 रुपए के, वो बंदे दिखेंगे नहीं अब, तो एक टाइप का पॉजिटिव, बट एक नेगेटिव भी वही है कि उनके वजह से ही पैसा कमाते थे पैसा आता कहाँ से है, जब तक कोई पागल नहीं कुछ डालेगा अपना पैसा तो पैसा आएगा ना। एंड जो रेगुलरली बेचारा जिसने 4-5 साल दिया होगा समझने में कैसा चलता है, उसको आया होगा यार मैं अच्छा खासा पैसा कमा सकता हूँ, कमाया भी होगा, बट ऑल ऑफ सडन इतना टैक्स आ जाता है कि वो छोड़ना पड़ता है। और ये खाली इन्वेस्टमेंट के लिए नहीं है, अगर जो सबसे मेन लोग बार बार खाली इन्वेस्टमेंट देख रहे हैं कि यार 30%, पर उनका सोचो ना जो बेचारा बिजनेस चालू कर रहे हो, ब्लॉकचेन प्रोजेक्ट कंपनीज चल रही है, मैं नाम नहीं दे सकता, मैं खुद जानता हूँ दो कंपनीज इंडियन कंपनी थी, इंडियन ओरिजिन, एंड वो दुबई शिफ्ट हो गई हैं बस एक ही वजह से कि 30% टैक्स हमको नहीं पे कर, क्योंकि हम 30% अगर जो पे करेंगे तो हम बचेगा क्या हमारे पास, क्योंकि उनका खुद का नेटिव टोकन है, फेमस नहीं है अभी, बट जैसे उनका है प्रोजेक्ट वो मे बी आ जाएगा मार्केट में काफ़ी जल्द, बट अगर जो वो ये भी प्रिफर करते हैं कि उनके अगर जो जैसे एम्प्लॉयज़ हैं उनको अपने नेटिव टोकन देते हैं एज अ, वो बोलते हैं गेस्चर बोल सकते हो, एज अ बोनस बोल सकते हो, प्राइमरली उनका फोकस भी यही था कि वो पेमेंट भी उसी में करें जो होता है, बट बहुत कम लोगों को समझ में आता है जो भी वो लोग हायर करते हैं, तो जो ब्लॉकचेन डेवलपर्स होते हैं वो तो ले लेते हैं, बाकी को लोग नहीं लेते हैं, तो जैसे बंदा इथेरियम के ऊपर ब्लॉकचेन पे काम कर रहा है तो उनको इथेरियम स्वैप अपना टोकन स्वैप करके इथेरियम ही तो मिलेगा, वही वो अर्न करते हैं, एंड उनको फिर कैश आउट करना पड़ता है, कैश आउट करने में अलग झंझट। अभी ये देखो पॉलीगॉन का जो सीन हुआ था, जो सीबा का वो डोनेशन मिला था, वो लोग ने उसमें से आई थिंक 100 समथिंग मिलियन रिटर्न कर दिया वापस, क्योंकि वो कन्वर्ट ही नहीं हो पाया कैश में, इतना यहाँ पे लफड़े हुए थे, तो वो आप सोचो इनफ्लो हो रहा था आउटफ्लो हो गया, वो पैसा वापस उन्होंने भेज दिया जो भी बचा था वितालिक को, वितालिक ने बोला वो इंटरनेशनल डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर देगा, क्योंकि प्रॉब्लम यहाँ पे है ना कि पैसा आ रहा है बट इतना, पहले तो प्रॉब्लम था कन्वर्ट नहीं हो रहा था, अब इतना हो गया है कि अब टैक्स 30% लगा दिया है, तो जो बंदा मतलब जेन्युइन काम भी कर रहा है वो सोच रहा है चलो सिंगापुर या दुबई भाग जाते हैं, वहाँ पे एटलीस्ट रिलैक्सेशन है हम काम कर सकते, तो इवन इंडियन एक्सचेंजेस भी आप देखो तो सब आई थिंक मेजरली सिंगापुर से ही बिलोंग करती है, क्योंकि उनको भी पता है यार
बिल्कुल
इतना सेटल करके जब बिजनेस खड़ा करेंगे, एंड गवर्नमेंट एक दिन आके बोलेगी भाई तब चलो तुम्हारा काम खत्म, हम क्या करेंगे, इवन जेप्पे ने भी यही किया था ना, वो लोग भी भाग के गए वहाँ, फिर वापस से उन्होंने स्टार्ट किया, सब कुछ इंडियन है बट उनका हेडक्वार्टर वहाँ पे है, बिलोंग करते हैं हमेशा वहीं के, दो तीन ही कंपनीज हैं जो अभी इंडिया से ही काम कर रही नहीं है, बट वो बढ़ेंगी नहीं मुझे लगता, क्योंकि जो ऑलरेडी है वो भी भाग जाएंगे।
और एक और चीज करी है इन लोगों ने, बहुत बहुत ही बेकार चीज है, आप लॉस को कैरी फॉरवर्ड नहीं कर सकते।
वो तो जेनुअन भी है, अगर जो सोचने जाओ
नहीं,
उनके
जेन्युइन
उनके
भी है,
पॉइंट्स,
बहुत
उनके
बहुत
पॉइंट
खराब
ऑफ
है।
व्यू से तो सही भी है, बट हाँ क्रिप्टो पे कर सकते हैं, सेट ऑफ का जो रूल है वो क्रिप्टो पे है बट अदर इनकम
क्रिप्टो
पे
पे नहीं
नहीं
है
है,
ना, सेट ऑफ का रूल नहीं रखा है उन लोगों ने,
मैं
मतलब
आई
आप
थिंक
कैरी फॉरवर्ड नहीं कर सकते।
हाँ
जो स्टॉक मार्केट में कैसा होता है, 7 ईयर्स के लिए कैरी
एट
फॉरवर्ड कर
एट
सकते हो
ईयर्स
आप,
एट
ये
ईयर्स सेवन एट
8 ईयर्स,
तो इसमें
सेवन
क्रिप्टो
या
टू
एट हाँ
क्रिप्टो भी
सॉरी,
नहीं है, मेरे को तो
नहीं
ये
क्रिप्टो
पता
टू
था कि क्रिप्टो टू
क्रिप्टो
क्रिप्टो
सेम
है,
ईयर सेट ऑफ अलाउड, कैरी
सेम ईयर
फॉरवर्ड
है, सेम ईयर का
हाँ
भी अभी
सेम
भी
ईयर का ही
कंफ्यूजन
बोल रहा
है,
हूँ मैं, सेम ईयर का अभी भी कंफ्यूजन है, क्योंकि उन्होंने ऐसा कुछ मेंशन नहीं करा कि
अलाउड
सेट ऑफ
है
अलाउड ही होना चाहिए, बट अगर समझ लो मेरे को मार्च में बाई चांस क्रैश हो गया, मेरे को लॉस हो गया, मार्च में ही होता है, अपना फाइनेंशियल ईयर तो मार्च तक चल रहा है, मार्च में लॉस हुआ, उसको मैं सेट ऑफ कर ही नहीं सकता हूँ चाहूँ तो भी, क्योंकि प्रॉफिट होगा ही
आप
नहीं मेरे को उस
सेल मत
महीने में
करो, फिर
उसमें,
होल्ड करो ना मार्च में, नेक्स्ट ईयर सेल।
मतलब आप कुछ भी कर लो वो रूल थोड़ा गलत है, आप सेल नहीं करते हो, समझ लो आपके पास गलत टोकन है, आपको पता है कि अगला टोकन बढ़ेगा, आपने सेल करा तो वो लॉस उस साल हो गया, अब जो नया चीज लिया है आपने, वो जो पीएलएल स्टेटमेंट आएगा ना उसमें वो दिखेगा अलग।
और मेरे को क्या लग रहा है बेसिकली अभी तो लोग ये सोच रहे हैं ना कि चलो हम माइनर में कन्वर्ट नहीं करेंगे, हम जो भी होगा हम क्या कर देंगे यूएसडीटी में रखेंगे, बट मेरे को जो पॉसिबिलिटीज लग रही है जिस तरीके से ये रूल बन रहा है, मेरे को एक भी ऐसा स्टेटमेंट नहीं लगा गवर्नमेंट कि वो लोग चाहते हैं कि लोग इन्वॉल्व हो पॉजिटिवली भी हो, मुझे नहीं लगा कहीं भी, चाहे वो मतलब इन्वेस्टमेंट हो चाहे वो ब्लॉकचेन के बारे में भी कहीं ऐसा बोला भी नहीं है उनका, हाँ चलता रहता है ब्लॉकचेन के वो चलते रहते हैं उनके खुद के, बट स्टिल जो वो डिसेंट्रलाइज की बात कर रहे हो भी अभी तक एक सिंगल स्टेटमेंट नहीं है कि हाँ हम इसको पॉजिटिवली अडॉप्ट कर रहे हैं, कुछ भी नहीं है. तो मुझे यही लग रहा है जो बैन के बाद दूसरा ऑप्शन है वो यही है. एंड इसलिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि यार थोड़ा ये नेगेटिव लग रहा है, क्योंकि ये या तो बैन और या तो 30% टैक्स, जब ये ऑप्शन है तो आपके पास मतलब आप समझ जाओ कि कितना गवर्नमेंट उसको देख रही है कैसे किस वे में. सो अभी अगर जो ये ऐसा सोच लिया है वो लोग ने मतलब लॉस आप सेटअप नहीं कर सकते, कैरी फॉरवर्ड नहीं कर सकते, तो इंडायरेक्टली मतलब यूएसडीटी पैरिंग भी हट जाएगी जब रेगुलेशन आएगा. एंड हमारा INR पैर ही बचेगा, एंड INR का वॉलेट भी नहीं होगा, वो बैंक से ही कर देंगे. जैसे आई थिंक CoinDesX में ही मैंने 2 दिन पहले देखा कि अगर जो आप सेल करते हो तो आपका पैसा बैंक में आएगा, वॉलेट में नहीं आएगा. तो ये है थोड़ा मतलब तो फिर वियर्ड वाला सिचुएशन आ जाएगा, क्योंकि पहले लोग ये सोच रहे थे चलो हम होल्ड करेंगे USDT होल्ड कर, तो USDT होल्ड करेंगे तो हम कन्वर्ट तो कर नहीं रहे INR, तो डैट मीन्स टैक्स नहीं पे. बट जब USDT का पैर ही नहीं रहेगा, आपको खाली INR का पैर मिलेगा, एंड आपको वॉलेट नहीं, आपको बैंक अकाउंट अटैच मिलेगा. तो जो 1% आप TDS की बात कर रहे हो वो भी आपको हर ट्रांजेक्शन पे करना पड़ेगा. एंड सेकेंडली आप वो USDT का जो ऑप्शन ढूंढ रहे हो ना कि मैं होल्ड करके टैक्स बचा लूंगा, वो भी नहीं बचा पाओगे.
रवि I have a request ki kindly make me a mod. I will pin a link in which there is a file of taxi. Thank you.
So like we have a Neo, Siman, Aitya.
Yeah, guys, I was just listening in. I think, you know, in general, I think, you know, just step off 30% tax. I mean, I won't get into the number there, but just in terms of just having some kind of a tax legitimizes it, right? I mean, coming from a point of where India was going to ban crypto altogether to now, I think this is a big step forward, at least in terms of acceptance, right? I think, so that is something to be celebrated, right? In general, right?
Now, yeah, in general, but yeah. But they haven't really accepted it as a legal tender or not even as an asset. After having this, you can say, bill presentation, there was a press conference with the finance minister and the team. And the reporter asked the question twice about that. If you are charging 30% tax, that means you are making cryptocurrencies as a legal digital asset. So they denied on it. They said, no, we are not making it. We are just charging 30% just because people are making money out of it. So that's they should be paying the taxes. For proper, you can say, transparency or you can say regulation, you have to wait for the crypto bill, which may gonna take 6 more months. So until unless we don't have a crypto bill, there is no, you can say, chances that we can consider it as a positive or negative. We are hoping that it not going to be banned, because there is a whole, you can say, market depend on this crypto, the blockchain market or development market. Some report says that India may gonna get 8 lakh jobs from the blockchain market, so that gonna help the Indian as well. That's why I'm not taking that India are going to ban it, but still they are not taking that positive you can say steps that should be considered from India, because they are like kind of hub for developers. This will benefit them and indirectly benefit the country again.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's you know, the refinements will come, the bill is going to come, it's going to clarify certain boundaries, frameworks. But I think directionally, it does tell that government is willing to accept it. They don't understand it, and they're committing that within the next 6 months, 1 year, whatever it takes, they're going to have some framework around it. Obviously, you know, some people, you know, there'll be again pros and cons, right? I mean, we'll have some criticism around whether they went too far in taxation and whatnot, right? But at least a step in the right direction. Now, but coming back to this point of 30%, right? So, in general, I think the approach that they're taking is more of a capital gains approach, right? And it's a little bit steep, if I understand. And I lived in India a long time back, so I'm not very familiar and current on what the structures are there at this point. But I think it looks a little bit steep. But it's not something that's very unique for any, let's say, tax-based, you know, jurisdictions, right? I mean, there are obviously countries at a personal income tax level who don't tax, right? I mean, you've got, say, Dubai, they don't have income tax. And then there are a lot of, you know, offshore destinations that don't have income taxes. And some of them don't have corporate taxes. Some of them don't have, you know, taxes on dividend withdrawals and all of that stuff, right? So they try to attract. But let's say if you compare India to any jurisdiction, tax jurisdiction that does impose capital gains, it's not very inconsistent. Like, we can argue whether 20 is fair or 30 is fair or whether 20, 15, right? But It does seem to be, you know, going the route of capital gains. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to clear out. But in general, I think it's a big step forward, right? Now, people got to think whether it makes sense to, like, you know, maybe set up your own company and, you know, maybe the corporate tax rate might be more beneficial. And I don't know what this will mean from corporate taxation standpoint. Let's say if you have own your investment, personal investment kind of, a, you know, corporate structure. Is it more beneficial in somehow? Because in that case, probably this 30% is going to change its shape. This, I'm understanding this is on the personal income, right? Not on the corporate income, so to speak. So if it goes into corporate framework, how will it get taxed, right? If you're in that framework, then you can have deductions and you have expenses, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think some of those things will clarify, right? People are going to figure out the way how to operate in the legal framework that's kind of, you know, put together. Directionally, I mean, I just got an email from MetaMask asking me to validate my account. Like, I never knew that. Like, I don't know how many of you guys got that. I just got it today. I mean, it's saying verify your account. Otherwise, they're going to, all the unverified accounts will be suspended by February 9th. So, I mean, there's a general push to sort of just tie accounts to people. And I don't think that theme's going away. So we'll just need to sort of keep adapting and learning and trying to figure what's possible within the frameworks, right?
Exactly. And that's why I said we are, the next hope is about that. If that comes with this, you can say, definition, how this taxation will be for a general, you can say, investor organization. Long holders and short term holders. So right now there is no definition. There is just one line taxation. There is 30% slab you have to pay if you are making any profit from any crypto, any digital asset. And there is no such definition even given clearly. What about that, like, digital asset? They only named you can say some assets like which will be considered as a digital crypto. So there is no direct taxation on crypto right now, so they have tax indirectly by you can say pushing it towards digital asset. And now we are hoping that the digital asset won't be anything they're gonna consider as similar to any gambling. Right now, how they are seeing this crypto, but whenever any question come to this government or minister, they are you can say comparing crypto with gambling. So they are saying that it is not illegal. Because even gambling is not illegal. There is a 30%, 40% tax on gambling, and there is same amount of taxation crypto. So basically, both are legal, but both are kind of a different thing from our normal investment. So you have to,
yeah, I think they're going by regulation, right? Anything that they're not able to regulate, they're categorizing it within that gambling category.
Yes.
Right?
And Karma, what is your price prediction basically for Bitcoin by the end of March?
I'm not making any prediction. I'm just hoping that if the cycle thing, the past cycle repeats again, so I will be waiting for 2024. And between that, it can be possible to reach again 6. Maybe a touch back again 30. So anything can be possible, but I'm hoping for a long term now, because even now I don't like to pay taxes, 30% taxes, even that 1% TDS even. So I'm hoping for a long term now. So I'm just hoping for 20. So we have Narasimha, Datya, Akhil. If anyone have
Karma, Sambit, Dhru, and Rupinder. Yeah. You know, in my opinion, 30% tax is a bit more, but you know, this is not the end, right? We have you know, we still have many centuries ahead, right? The future of India is going to be bright, and of course the tax is going to be reduced in the coming years. I think a 30% tax right now is a good thing, because it is going to give government some kind of time to experiment and see what is crypto, like how it works and what is the impact of crypto on economy, right? There are many theories and theses on how crypto is going to impact the economy and the way of living of a normal person, but these things are not tested practically yet, right? So I think India has taken an experimental step towards testing crypto by saying, as you all said, like, government is yet to say whether crypto is legal or illegal, but they have allowed people to trade in cryptocurrencies right now with a good amount of tax, right? That's how they are keeping away the large number of population from getting into crypto and like it can, who knows, it can create a disaster as well, right? I mean, nobody has tested crypto on large scale economies yet. It can create a disaster or it might work out very well. So by experimenting on a small group of people like who are willing to trade even with 30% of tax, they are experimenting like how it is going to work out. Later in future, of course, if the government is okay with the way it is working out and they are able to figure out the benefits and understand the implications on long-term future, they are going to obviously reduce it and allow more people to trade in crypto with crypto, right? So we have to wait and see what happens. And it's still too early to decide, right? I mean, this is not the end of crypto's future, of course. Tax is going to be reduced soon. That's my opinion, Karma.
Totally agree. So we have big.
बस एक ही बात मेरे को बोलनी थी कि we must understand what is the need to tax crypto at means 30%, because अगर हम देखें ना तो मतलब क्रिप्टो करेंसी, वैसे तो करेंसी इंडिया में आरबीआई रेगुलेट करता है और क्रिप्टो करेंसी की इन्वेस्टमेंट का मीडियम भी बन गया, तो ना ही वो सेबी के अंडर में आ रहा है, ना ही सेबी रेगुलेट कर सकता है उसको, ना ही आरबीआई रेगुलेट कर सकता है. लेकिन जब हर इंसान उसमें फंसता जाएगा, इन्वेस्ट करता जाएगा, तो ऑब्वियसली ना ही गवर्नमेंट उसको मना कर सकती है और ना ही उसको छोड़ सकती है, इसलिए उसको मजबूरी में टैक्स आना पड़ रहा है. अब वो मेरे को सबसे ज्यादा दिक्कत ये सारा 30% कैसे कर दिया यार. 30% तो मतलब बहुत ज्यादा होते हैं. और ये जो आप लोग बोल रहे हो ना,
यस सर,
हाँ, मीन्स वॉट एवर यू पीपल आर सेइंग, दैट मीन्स वी आर ऑल स्पेकुलेटिंग, दैट मीन्स price of crypto will go up, and it is just legitimate. Means there is a long history that whenever there is uncertainty, means that price and means value will go up, and means we have seen all these thing in stock market, and means we can apply all these thing in cryptocurrency. तो मतलब मैंने तो पहले क्रिप्टो में पहले कम पैसे लगाए थे अभी, और 2000 रुपए क्रिप्टो खरीदे 2 दिन पहले, तो मेरे को लगता है कि बहुत ज्यादा क्लियर है ये, गवर्नमेंट धीरे धीरे और क्लियर कर रही है. और फिर तो अभी ब्लॉकचेन तो मतलब और वो और ज्यादा आसान कर जाएगा, इसको हटा ही नहीं सकते. और अगर फॉर एग्जाम्पल इफ यू विल से कि इंडिया फॉर एग्जाम्पल बैन भी कर देता है, तो ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड जापान ने अलाउ करके रखा है, सालवाडोर ने अलाउ करके रखा है, इतने सारे वो सब कहाँ जाएंगे. और जब तक इंटरनेशनल कोऑपरेशन बन ही नहीं सकता इस पे, और ऑब्वियसली फिर क्रिप्टो कैसे बंद हो जाएगा. बस मेरे को इतना ही बोलना था. थैंक यू. आप लोग कंटिन्यू करिए.
सो बेसिकली सारी इवन इंडिया के भी कुछ स्टेट देयर लाइक ऑल द कमिटी जहां से डिसाइड हो उस पे करना है. सारी कंट्रीज अलग-अलग फार्मूलास, अलग-अलग रेगुलेशन, वो किसी का काम कर रहा है, किसी का नहीं कर रहा. लाइक जापान ने आई थिंक 1617 में अप्रूव कर दिया एज एसेट, एंड अब बाद में अब वहां पे भी थोड़े हैवी रेगुलेशन, एसेट बैन भी हो गए हैं, एसेट को ज़्यादा कंसिडर किया जा रहा है. तो वो डिफरेंट चेंजेस आ रहे हैं. इवन इंडिया में अभी जाके पहला एक बोल सकते कोई स्टेटमेंट आया, चाहे उस पर ही आया हो, एटलीस्ट आया, वो भी इनडायरेक्ट है, डायरेक्ट तो आया ही नहीं है. डिजिटल एसेट पे डाला था, और डायरेक्ट क्रिप्टो पे डाला भी नहीं है. इवन वो प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस में ही बोला कि मैंने तो क्रिप्टो के बारे में कुछ बोला ही नहीं. सो बेसिकली वही है, इनडायरेक्टली ही था. डायरेक्टली अभी एक भी सिंगल स्टेट, एक बार वो नोटिस आई थी कि बैन गवर्नमेंट टू बी बैन प्राइवेट क्रिप्टो करेंसीज, बेसिकली उसका मतलब यही था कि और जितने भी क्रिप्टो करेंसीज कंसिडर नहीं होंगी, बिकॉज करेंसी तो वही कंसिडर होंगी जो आरबीआई अप्रूव करेगी, INR है. सो अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट कोई भी करेंसी कंसिडर नहीं हो सकता, बट उसको एसेट कंसिडर. तो अभी बिल आता है, उसके बाद रेगुलेशन आएगा, मे बी कुछ ऐसे उठपटांग चीज़ें, बट वो धीरे धीरे सॉल्व हो सकता. बट फिर आपको उसके लिए भी बोलना पड़ेगा, इफ़ यू आर हैप्पी टू पे 30% टैक्स तो गवर्नमेंट को क्यों कम कर. यू हैव टू रेज योर वॉइस, यू हैव टू टेल दैट 30% बहुत ज़्यादा. बेसिकली इतना तो आई डोंट थिंक लास्ट 1.5 ईयर में कितना प्रॉफिट काइंड ऑफ बीयरी से चल रहा है. तो 30% टैक्स अगर जो बंदा पे कर रहा है 1.5 साल मेहनत करके, तो फिर वो क्या ही अन. तो टैक्सेशन तो रहेगा ही, बट स्टिल 30% ज़्यादा है. एंड वो TDS वाला तो आई थिंक थोड़ा वियर्ड है कि आपको हर ट्रांजेक्शन पे TDS पे करना है. एंड अगर जो वो जो मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि USDT का पैर हटा देते हैं, डायरेक्टली बैंक के थ्रू कर देते हैं ट्रांजेक्शन INR पैर, देन वो 1% टैक्स और ये 30% टैक्स बहुत ज़्यादा हिट. बिकॉज अभी तक सिर्फ 30% ये सोचने में लग रहा है कि प्रॉफिट के गेंस पे देंगे, बट आप वो सोचो कि आप एक्सचेंज यूज़ कर रहे हो, आपका हर ट्रांजेक्शन जो हो रहा है वो डायरेक्टली बैंक से हो रहा है. सो BTC का पैर जो INR का होगा वो आपके बैंक से लिंक, आपको वॉलेट नहीं दिया जाएगा एंड उसके हर ट्रांजेक्शन पे हर ट्रेड पे आपको 1% पे करना है. तो आप वो सिनेरियो देखो कि आपको वो कैसा लगे हर ट्रांजेक्शन का, फिर आपको 1% लेके वो TDS फिर आपको वो काउंट करते जाओ कितना पे करोगे, देन उसको आप वो रिटर्न मिलेगा बट फिर भी पे कर रहे हो एंड 30% उसका भी टैक्स है जो लॉस आपका जा रहा है. तो लॉस तो आपको गया, सेट ऑफ नहीं कर सकते, कैरी फॉरवर्ड नहीं हो सकता, मैक्सिमम आई थिंक 1 साल के लिए है. तो कुछ कुछ ऐसे चीज़ें हैं जो वियर्ड ना हो तो अच्छा है. मैं ऐसा सोच रहा हूँ गवर्नमेंट ने इतना अगर जो TDS वगैरह का जेंडर डाला है तो डैट मीन्स वो होगा कि बैंक से लिंक करेंगे एंड इसीलिए आई थिंक CoinDSX ने ऑलरेडी स्टार्ट कर दिया है. 2 रूमर आए थे, एक ही आया था मतलब PNL वाला, वो लोग ने PNL स्टार्ट कर दिया. सेकेंड ये TDS वाला मेरे को ऐसा लग रहा था बट मैंने जब देखा तो सच में वो लोग ने डायरेक्टली बैंक अकाउंट से ही कर दिया, वॉलेट हटा ही दिया. तो अब मे बी हो सकता है पॉसिबल हो कि ऐसा हो, ना हो तो.
Hello, could you guys hear me?
Yes.
I actually wanted to ask this question to Neo because he brought up MetaMask KYC, I guess.
It was a scam thing. So he was saying sarcastic. He got a mail. It was from a scammer.
My bad. I thought.
So if you receive any email or any message from MetaMask, yeah, ignore it.
I should have clarified. I was just joking, right? I mean, you shouldn't get any of
them. Yeah, so if you're receiving it, just ignore it.
We use MetaMask. If government actually forces MetaMask people to give the fake KYC, then...
No, it is a decentralized, so you don't have to do any KYC.
Yeah, they're pressurizing Uniswap, right now, giving... Same thing I thought.
I should have clarified. I was just being sarcastic, I guess. So that's not possible, right? I mean, it's really decentralized. So
future,
that's one area. I think
Neo, sorry. In future, Neo, I think have to give their KYCs to the government, right? Like that's going to do. See, the concept of crypto and blockchain, I think it works in a utopian world where there is no government and everyone are living peacefully and there is no hierarchy, right? But in reality, it's not like that. There are people like who are ruling us and we live in an organized society, right? End of the day, they are going to control us. Like the concept of crypto requires, I think it is going to work after 300, 400 years. Like even if, this organizational structure, it keeps on gradually reducing year by year, then only it is going to work. Otherwise, governments are going to take our KYC because they want to stop crimes from happening, right? So that is the future, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. I think what I was just pointing to is that in general, there's going to be a legitimized version of crypto, which obviously where most of the good work will be happening and a lot of, growth and investment and a lot of, you'll see a lot of innovation, big company with full transparency, they'll be doing stuff, right? And then there'll be a dark side of crypto, which probably will be much smaller portion, I'm just saying, 5 to 10 years from now, where you'll still have the ability to sort of move money, transfer value, but it's not going to be like, or maybe I might be wrong, it may turn out to be big, whatever, but it's going to be like a black market sort of thing, right? There'll be a legalized version of things, fully transparent, and sort of driving some significant use cases, and then there'll be just transfer of value kind of business, right? So some of these I'm thinking that some of these, decentralized platforms, which are just being used for transfer of value would might fall in that category at some point in the future. Once the regulation and governments and industry in general kind of, starts collaborating more tightly to sort of, create more transparency and all that stuff. And I think it's important. It's very important because, it's being still, and I think I'm digressing a little bit, probably it might be a little bit of a tangential. Now, we still call it like cryptocurrency, right? And this is right coming from the Bitcoin white paper, right? I mean, they started it as a currency, a global currency that's going to take over the world and it's going to displace. So I think in a way we are scaring the governments, right? That it's a currency and none of the governments, federal governments would want their own stable currencies to kind of get impacted by anything in parallel. And it's not good for people in general, right? I mean, at the end of the day, a currency has to be stable. I understand the arguments on inflation and, inflation is killing the value of dollar and all that stuff. So, well, okay, Bitcoin is a solution. But I don't sort of agree with that because at the end of the day, any currency has to be stable. The number one thing about a currency is, let's say,
I'll for example, if I'm selling something, I'll be really scared if somebody's paying me in Bitcoin, and I'm never going to store a Bitcoin. Let's say I'm selling a car, $20,000, right? I'm never going to accept it in a Bitcoin because I don't know what the value of my, you know, sale would be. Maybe 2 days from now, maybe 10 days from now, right? There might be a crash and suddenly, you know, 20% is wiped out. So, I mean, it just is not in that category of currency. I mean, it's an asset of some kind. It's a commodity, perhaps. And then again, then the question becomes, how do you now price this asset? How do you assess the risk on the asset, right? And that's where the regulatory and all those people are not able to get the handle of it. So how do you apply some kind of a capital asset pricing model in here? It's just not forming to any of those norms, right? So then it becomes challenging. Do you treat it as a commodity? Do you treat it as a asset? But okay, if it's an asset, then you got to regulate it. And then how do you price it? And how do you assess the risk and make the disclosures? Like, it's just it's a hairy problem to solve right now. That's why a lot of countries are treating it as a commodity. And they're having, let's say, you know, just as you invest in any commodity, you just deal with profits and losses, just as, you know, deal with it as a commodity. So I think it's going to clarify over the next couple of years, you know, as to how the industry is going to shape up. But it's just a norm, I think. It just goes back to that it's a growing industry. It has a lot of unknowns. It has a lot of pitfalls. It has a lot of opportunities. So it's just got to keep shaping itself.
Sorry for interruption, but means I have a technical question. If anybody is expert in law or accounts, can anybody tell me that means what is the process and method of means taxation of 30% tax on means crypto? Means yesterday I was means reading in newspaper that there is a method called HIFO, high in first out, and by that method means it will be more investor friendly. So means, could anybody even tell more about that, please?
So basically, you don't have to do all that. As I said, government is already, you can say, told all these exchanges to have a P&L system on which they will calculate the profit and loss. So you don't have to calculate it, because even the government don't want you to calculate, because if they like leave it on customers on exchanges, then they know there will be lots of manipulation with that. So P&L system is already, you can say, started getting built on exchanges. And once it will be on each exchange, I think only WazirX right now don't have it. CoinSwitch have it. Then BitBNS have it, but then they don't have it directly. You have to get a report. And CoinDCX, CoinSwitch, and this name. So 2-3 exchanges have it, and I think 1 or 2 exchanges don't have it. So they will get it done once the proper bill will become, and then you can calculate on that basis. And right now I don't know any method apart from, because right now what the way I'm you can say paying the taxes, that was from that other income sources, where I just have to show what how much I have earned for this year, and that on that I have to pay taxes. But on this 30%, if you have to calculate, then the only way I know that you have to just to calculate how much you invested and out of that how much you earn. Now if you have to calculate, if you are doing intraday, and then you have to calculate for the whole month and then whole year, there should be any method which I don't know. And if anyone know, then can kindly Sambit bhai.
No. My question is I'm asking that you mentioned that PL system, profit and loss wala account. So मैं बस ये पूछना चाह रहा हूँ कि वो मतलब काम कैसे करता है, अगर आप तो आपको इस बारे में कुछ पता है तो वो बताइए. और दूसरी बात थी मैम, और बस मुझे ये पूछना था कि क्या वो मतलब जो नॉर्मल तरीका है उससे अलग है, क्योंकि अगर फिर तो ऐसा होगा ना कि मैंने पहले 20,000 रुपए का कुछ खरीदा था, अब वो लॉस में चले गया, तो पहले मैं वो गिना लूंगा और टैक्स नहीं भरूंगा, और अभी जो 20,000 का मेरा प्रॉफिट है वो बाद में दिखाऊंगा नहीं. तो मैं बस ये पूछ रहा हूँ कि कोई अलग सिस्टम है, क्या चेंज कर रहे हैं इसके बारे में, अगर आपको कुछ पता है तो. मतलब पिक्चर क्लियर नहीं हो रही है, इफ यू कुड क्लियर सो इट वुड बी सो नाइस ऑफ यू.
पीएनएल सिस्टम में जो अभी पीएनएल सिस्टम है ना, उसमें आपको डायरेक्टली ये दिखा देगा आपने इन्वेस्ट कितना किया है एंड आपका प्रॉफिट या लॉस कितना चल रहा है, वो एवरेज आउट कर देगा आपका.
बस मैं यही पूछ रहा हूँ कि ये जो एवरेज आउट कर देगा वो साल के एंड में करेगा कि तुरंत करेगा?
नहीं, वो तो तुरंत ही होता है, बट आपका जो टैक्स जनरेट हो रहा है, क्योंकि जो टैक्स, जैसे अब यूएस की बात लो तो वहाँ पे कॉइनबेस और जो एफटीएक्स है वो रिपोर्ट्स भेजती हैं, इंस्टेंट रिपोर्ट भेजती है आपके ट्रांजेक्शन, आई थिंक कॉइनबेस इंस्टेंट भेजती है, एफटीएक्स डेली बेस पे, तो उनका जो भी आपका डेली ट्रांजेक्शन होगा ना वो उनका रिपोर्ट तुरंत वो डायरेक्ट आईआरएस को सेंड कर, तो ऐसा नहीं है कि आपके यूआई में दिख रहा है वही है, वो आपका एक एक डेटा गवर्नमेंट से शेयर करेंगे, गवर्नमेंट के एंड पे भी वो कैलकुलेशन चल रहा है एवरेज आउट का, अगर जो वो ईयरली का लेके चल रहे हैं कि ईयरली का एवरेज हम कंसिडर करेंगे लास्ट में टैक्स के लिए तो ईयरली चलेगा, अगर जो डेली का डेली का तो पॉसिबल नहीं है, हाँ बट अभी कोई ये सोचे कि भाई इतना चल रहा था एंड टैक्स पे करने की बारी आई तो मैंने एवरेज आउट कर लिया या मैंने एवरेज नहीं किया, मैं ये कर रहा हूँ मैं नेक्स्ट ईयर एवरेज करूँगा जब टैक्स चला जाएगा तब, तो उसके लिए कुछ होगा, बट ये एवरेज आउट तो इंस्टेंट होता है, बट उसके बैक एंड में भी जो गवर्नमेंट से कॉपीज जो शेयर हो रही है वो अलग ही है एंड उसका भी कैलकुलेशन गवर्नमेंट से करती है, तो मे बी इनकम टैक्स डिपार्ट करती है, तो जहाँ भी रेगुलेशन हुआ है ना वहाँ पे यही हुआ है, सारे एक्सचेंजेस जो डेटा होता है ट्रेड का उनके यूज़र का वो गवर्नमेंट को देती है, तो ये भी होता है, तो वो जो वो टाइम फ्रेम वाली बात है वो तो वो डिसाइड करेंगे, बट हाँ एवरेज आउट तो इंस्टेंट होगा, जो अभी भी है अभी भी ट्राई करो तो वो तो इंस्टेंट ही रहेगा कि आपने इतना इन्वेस्ट किया आप अभी इतने प्रॉफिट में इतने इंस्टेंट होते,
क्योंकि ये टीडीएस तो तुरंत काट लेंगे लेकिन इनकम टैक्स तो तुरंत नहीं देंगे, वो तो साल के बाद ही देना पड़ेगा और फिर तो उसमें मैनिपुलेशन आराम से पॉसिबल।
हाँ तो इसीलिए तो वो लोग ने 1% टीडीएस लगाया ना कि आपका हर एक ट्रांजेक्शन का भी डेटा हमको मिलता रहे कि आपने इतना ट्रांजेक्शन किया तो जो एवरेज आउट भी आपने किया उसका भी डेटा चाहे तो एक्सचेंज से ले ले चाहे तो आपके 1% टीडीएस से ले ले। सपोज आपने 10,000 डाला था वो आप ये बोलो मेरा तो लॉस हुआ था बट देन आपने वापस से 10,000 डाला वापस से विड्रॉ भी किया उसमें से कुछ तो वो डेटा का भी एवरेज आउट करके निकाल सकते हैं कि आपने डिपॉजिट इतना किया विड्रॉ इतना किया आपके पास वॉलेट में कितना होना चाहिए उस हिसाब से अगर जो आपका लॉस हुआ है तो उसके हिसाब से भी कैलकुलेशन वहाँ पे हो जाएगा जब आपको हर एक पर्सन के हिसाब से वो कैलकुलेट ही कर लेंगे कितना अमाउंट आपने ट्रांजेक्ट तो वो डिफरेंट डिफरेंट तरीके हैं एंड सिंगल वे पे डिपेंड नहीं है कि एक्सचेंज डेटा देगी तो ही मानेंगे ट्रांजेक्शन होगा तो ही मानेंगे वो मतलब 3 से 4 वे हैं सारे डेटा वो कलेक्ट करने के लिए तो सारे अगर जो डेटा मैच नहीं होंगे तो उनको समझ में आ जाएगा यहाँ पे कुछ मैनिपुलेशन हो रहा है क्योंकि वो एक्सचेंज भी कर सकता है एक्सचेंज भी चाहे तो डमी अकाउंट्स बना के मैनिपुलेशन कर सकता है तो इसलिए वो लोग ने ऐसा किया है कि सारे तरीके से जितना भी डेटा पॉसिबल हो उतना डेटा उसके हिसाब से क्योंकि अभी वजीर एक्स का भी आया था वो लोग ने टैक्स नहीं पे किया था आई थिंक 2% रोड का उनको फाइन भी लगा
वो तो जीएसटी का था ना
हाँ वही भरा नहीं था लेट फीस आई थिंक 2-3 एक्सचेंजेस के ऊपर तो उनको भी है कि यार इनका मतलब अभी देखो वजीर एक्स भी बाइनेंस से ही आई है उनकी पेरेंट मतलब वजीर चाइल्ड कंपनी एंड कॉइन डीएसएस का इन्वेस्टमेंट देखो कॉइन स्विच का देखो तो वो भी फॉरेन कंट्रीज का ही है कॉइन बेस का तो उस तरीके से देखे तो वो उनको भी ऐसा लगता है कि कहीं ना कहीं इन्वॉल्व हो सकता बाइनेंस बड़ा प्लेयर है ये सब जानते हैं ये पैसा के आज ये हेराफेरी में बट वो लीगली कोई चैलेंज नहीं कर सकता क्योंकि वो उतना टेक्निकली साउंड तो उन लोगों को भी डर लगता है गवर्नमेंट को भी कि कुछ ऐसा तरीका ना छोड़े जहां हो सकता हो हमारे अगेंस्ट तो है अभी जो है वो टैक्सेशन का आएगा अभी तो कुछ आया भी नहीं खाली इतना क्लियर हुआ है कि आपको एक डेडिकेटेड कैटेगरी आएगी डिजिटल एसेट के लिए 30% स्लैब के लिए उसके बाद का जो भी अपने जो सीए हुए हैं अपने कैलकुलेशन लगा रहे हैं रोज ही कुछ ना कुछ नया आ रहा है कि ऐसा होगा इतना टैक्स पे करोगे वो सब फॉलो करने की जरूरत नहीं है जब बिल आ जाएगा आई थिंक सब कुछ हो जाएगा अभी खाली एक स्टेटमेंट के बेसिस पे कुछ सो सतीश एंड न्यू
आई हैव वन क्वेश्चन ऑन दिस करंट माइनिंग बाय गवर्नमेंट व्हाटएवर Bitcoin is doing. They also wanted to. Government also wanted. What is your take? Will that be successful? Because our main aim is to decentralize, and the government is trying to do that. Like, isn't it beating the purpose?
How government is making?
It is controlling like again.
Centralized.
Yeah, sorry, centralized. Sorry. Yeah, the main purpose is to decentralize, but government is centralizing it. So.
Yes, and then I think most of the country will go for centralization because then if you adopt decentralization, then you don't have the authority. You will lose the control. And I don't think India will go for it. That's why China opposes that. That went out of control of China. China played well for a couple of years, made a lot of money, even with the trade and even with the mining. But at the end, then when they realized European countries are right now adopting it at larger scale, so they thought it can be possible, it may gonna fire back. So that's how they chosen to go against it. So I think country like India also will gonna be feel like threatened, like if we're going to adopt this, it may be going to be affect our own currency, because every time there is a discussion with the government about crypto, they are just talking about that currency, that why you are naming it as a currency. If you are saying crypto, we are okay with it, but why cryptocurrency? So they are considering as a currency, and that's why they are kind of against it. That why every time we are talking about this, then people are naming it as a, it is not a currency. If you are considering as a currency, that is directly against to our INR, which is centralized bank currency. So the first phase is only to clear it that only one currency that we have is INR. Apart from all, they are just an asset, or maybe gonna ban it, but I don't think they're gonna ban it. So they're just gonna make it clear that these are not a currency, so stop considering them as a currency. Then again, I have you can say watched a lot of interview finance secretary and from the RBI officers, and they talked about DeFi and they talked about metaverse, and they haven't talked anything against that. But the primary you can say problem was with the word currency, and I think the only solution right now to solve it, you can say differentiate the currency and asset first of all, which I think will be done after having this crypto bill. So once we have a crypto bill, they will differentiate this is not a currency, this is a digital asset, and the only currency that you have is INR, and then you have a CBDC, which is central bank digital currency. So after that, they will considering all this crypto as an asset, then they will differentiate how you're gonna adopt this DeFi, because there was a rumor in the market that government may not gonna allow you to use decentralized wallet. So if you're not allowed to use it, that means you cannot interact the DeFi world, because the wallet are the only source to interact with that. That means you're also breaking the business of this blockchain market as well, because the blockchain is basically, if you're developing the blockchain project, you have to use the wallet. But there can be a definition, there can be a differentiation, there can be clearance in upcoming days that only corporate world people can use it, normal people cannot use it, but then how you will verify? So there is lots of talk. You cannot argue the government because they are not even answering it. They are just saying wait for the crypto bill. So I think the only solution is to just to wait for it. And after that, if all the rumors comes true, then this is kind of worried. We have to worry about it, because if you are not allowed to use decentralized wallet, then that means you are not allowed to use this crypto world as well. So the only allowance is to use crypto as an investment through the centralized exchanges, and you just have to invest on the exchange, and if you wanna sell it, pay the taxes, and this is over for you. But I don't think this can be considered primary, or you can say there is a lots of development happening in the blockchain field, which I don't think India going to it. So we have to wait. The only solution, as I said, we have to wait for the crypto bill, then only we can see the clear view. And even after that, if anything comes like that may be gonna have a problematic rule, that can be solved later, but at least they have to come with a clear view first of all. They came with the taxation, that is okay. If you are not clear with the rules and you just don't want to wait for the clear view for the bill and then to tax it, so you announce the taxation before the bill, it's okay. You may gonna make a good amount of money for that 6 months until we don't have a crypto bill. But after having the crypto bill, at least you should be differentiate all these things. So we have to wait, the only thing I can say.
Satish, I think you asked about the new digital currency government is going to build, right?
The CBDC, that is different thing.
Yeah. Okay, even that is going to have a lot of advantages, I think, right? Crypto or blockchain, right? It doesn't need to be what it is, right? Even you can derive a small subset features of blockchain and it can help you a lot, right? So even if the government is going to announce their own digital currency, it might take away some features like anonymity, complete freedom, like you may have to give your identity to use it, right? Like those features, anonymity features will not be there, but still the basic property of blockchain, that is the immutable ledger, right? So it is going to help you a lot as well. Imagine this case, like where, if you are going to deploy such a platform, every transaction that people are going to make is going to be transparent, right? Second thing, once the transaction is mined on the blockchain, it cannot be modified by everyone, right? So this is going to avoid things like corruption and there are cases like where people went and changed their data in a bank, right? Because they bribed the people there, and they used to,
anyway, we have the system existing. Why not use it? Like, why do you have to create one more?
No, that is not based on blockchain, right? The existing system we have.
No, I'm saying let's say adopting a Bitcoin would be the best way for the government to do it, isn't it? Like, it will, whatever you have mentioned, all these are already available, ready.
That we don't know, right? Yes, but the backend is blockchain. That is the only difference, Sambit. It is going to be more stable, but of course
that will be centralized, so you cannot compare it with our public blockchains. Public blockchain have that function that it cannot reverse it, but if you have a private blockchain, you can reverse it because all the nodes are covered by you are running the blockchain. If you see the fast history, even public blockchain have reversed the transaction. They have reversed all the thing they wanted, because all you just need the acceptance from the nodes or miners. If they are agreed with that, you can do it. This is how the people always say that if any particular blockchain have this number of miners or validators, then you can trust it, because to break that chain, break that blockchain, you need at least 50% or more than 50% attack on the validators or you can say miners. But if you just have a private validator, just like just for example Solana or Binance chain, why they are not trusted? Because they are private blockchains and they can reverse it if they want, because they have a limited numbers of miners or validators, and all those belong to the team. So same scenario can be possible with the Indian government or any CBDC. Yeah, it is not 100% sure that CBDC is going to be on blockchain, because lots of countries have a CBDC, but they don't have a proper blockchain for that CBDC. But Indian government has said that we are coming with the native CBDC that is for will be on a blockchain. So I'm assuming it will be maybe possible it will be on blockchain. But it doesn't matter, like if you have to come with the CBDC, you need the blockchain. There is a concept, different concept as well, that you can create a CBDC and you don't need a dedicated blockchain as well. So this is not going to give you the exact same options just like a private blockchain or public blockchain. But still, you don't have an option. Like if you want to centralize, if you want the control, what do you want then? Because cryptos made that to make it uncontrollable. Like there is no organization, there is no central authority to can control that asset or currency. But when it comes to government, when it comes to organization, they just want that control, and you cannot avoid that. So they have the option to go with the CBDC, and that's how they are doing. So their job is to get the control of their asset. So INR is basically a central backed currency. So that is means they have to control it, and that's how they have to choose to go for CBDC. They cannot choose this Bitcoin. They cannot choose any other asset, because that they are not controlled. They are kind of crypto. So that's how.
Point. But nothing is not yet known about the backend, right? Like whether is it going to be private miners or public institutions, right? Like imagine this scenario where the currency is stable and it is linked to INR, but the blockchain or the decentralized nodes, right? So these are distributed among all the public institutions and everyone are controlling it. In that case, in order to change a block, right, you need to get approval from all the people, and even they have to mine for a new blockchain. Overall, right? So, and it is same as a decentralization, right? Like, what is the difference there? If it is
it is not possible. And secondly, they are not gonna follow the same thing. They are not gonna create a block or something like that. Yeah, for blockchain they will do it, but for this CBDC they don't need it, because they have to adjust the amount. If you take the example of USDT or any stable coin, how they work. They don't have a dedicated amount that until this block you have gonna rewarded with this amount of. No, they are unlimited. You cannot limit that amount, so you cannot limit the block. For blockchain, you can do it, but for their native token, you cannot limit it. Because if I want, suppose 5,000 CBDC, that central bank currency, so are they gonna give me the option to convert my cash, which I have my bank account, and to CBDC, or there will be limited number of CBDCs only? Right now you cannot get it because all the CBDCs are taken away. So which is not possible. You have to adjust the amount until unless you are not going to follow like a BTC, which is not possible. So for the way you are saying that they're gonna be providing all the corporates to run the nodes and to mine the block, it is not possible for a CBDC or not even for a stable coin, because they are not going to mine a block and generate something out of that. They are just going to run the blockchain to have this native token to work on it. So this is kind of different from you can say cryptocurrency, or even if you consider Bitcoin. So they have to adjust because they already have numbers which they are going to run on the blockchain. So if you take example of USDT, you will get it, like how they're gonna be working on it.
I think when you're looking at CBDC's role, right, I think it's, Karma is really right. I mean, it's going to be very similar to USDT, but if you take a step further to just sort of visualize it, it would be of some nature where central banks or CBDC would be like the source, right, where you have the ability to mint and burn any central currency, like digitized currency, right? And there'll be a bunch of liquidity providers, and that's, I think, probably the direction they should go. The job of the liquidity providers will be to provide liquidity of CBDC on any network. It could be Solana, it could be Ethereum, it could be anyone. So obviously there will have to be some shape or form of, you know, pegged tokens on each of these networks, and then there is a bunch of liquidity providers that can operate on those networks. And that's going to give us the ability to, let's say in this case, an INR-based CBDC to be used across any network, right? And that's going to drive a whole bunch of other transactions that you can imagine in any of the networks, you know, be it Solana-based NFT systems or Ethereum-based DeFi systems, whatever, you know, users want to use. But then these liquidity providers will have the ability to act as that bridge between the networks and the demand within the networks for any CBDC based currency, and then being able to exchange it, working with the central banks who have the ability to mint and burn it. I think that's somewhere like that model will have to sort of get in place for this to really work, where governments are not trying to operate the blockchains. Instead, they're trying to do what they're good at, which is to mint and burn money.
I agree with Ravi and Neo. Totally, you know, you explained it in a very well, you know, very concise way, and what all the problems that are associated with CBDCs. You know, what Bitcoin is it's a natural way. It has come into the hands of humanity. It gives individual sovereignty. It's really powerful. It is trustless. It is both trustless and permissionless, and grants that power to individuals. Now, CBDC, the stakeholders of any crypto here, as he was saying, you know, includes miners, software developers, the actual users, and other crypto exchanges. So the beauty of actually running this Bitcoin network has that the power is decentralized among these four different stakeholders, and the money or nobody can manipulate it. But when you come across CBDC, it is all the four is usually controlled by single entity, which is the government, and it will become a surveillance state. I know China, it is completely suitable for China because it's a socialist surveillance state. It gives total authority for the government to run the nation. It's no more a democracy. Once the CBDC is like a ticking time bomb, I believe we should not allow CBDC to be taken over by the countries. But you know, the actual reason why the Bitcoin came into feature is that national currencies got depegged from the gold standard. That's where the humans took over, the governments took over, and you know, the currencies are being printed saying the government will government is the trust in government, basically. The money is paper currency, is not backed by any solid sound money anymore. And that's where, you know, infinite amount of money is being pumped into the economy whenever possible. And, you know, the first people to get the money are the banks in front of the pipeline. And, you know, only when they lend it. And so they are, they both are playing the games, you know. They control the money, basically. So
yeah, exactly.
Bitcoin all takes away that power and gives it back to individuals. That's how the democracy should run. Gives power back to individuals.
You were listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. Do follow us wherever you are listening so that you get notified about the latest episodes as soon as they're out. We are active on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Telegram, and Clubhouse. Visit CryptoHubIndia.com to get all our social links. This is Nirmal Sarkar signing off. Thank you.